Okay, we are on the Chav Beis Amud Beis, and I believe we are up to the first wide line, Toshma. So let us remind ourselves, where are we holding over here? We have had this machlekes between the Rabbonin and Rabbi Yehuda. And this is a very important machlekes insofar as Halach Lamaisa. We have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh, and others after them, as to how we paskin. We saw on Chav Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah that if you have the Pasei Birois, and then you have the Hiluch of the Rabbim, and the Rabbim are walking down through the Pasim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Nimhoye Derech HaRabbim, Derech Hashus HaRabbim, Mafsakosin, Yisal Kena, Litzdot, and you need to be Misalik, that Derech HaRabbim, to the sides of the Pasim. They should not walk through. Because if they do walk through, then we say Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta. Whereas the Chachamim say Ein Tzarech, it's unnecessary to do so. And we saw before in Nafchaf Amud Aleph that Rabbi Elazar was the one who said that we paskin like the Chachamim. That there's no, we don't say Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta, and that is the way that the Rambam paskins, whereas the Rosh paskins Rabbi Yochanan, who seems to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta, and therefore this will have big implications Halach LaMaisa as to whether or not you can be ma'ariv with types of mechitzas and so on where the Rabim have a bekia or not. Al Kapanim, we wanted to know, we were in this discussion, as to this that we say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta, is that only in a situation where the Hilach of the Rabim is easy, like it's a nice flat area, straight area, but what about if the area is steep? Maybe if the area is steep, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not say Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta. Or maybe if it's an area where there's a step or an obstacle or some type of impediment, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would not say Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta. So we're holding by the first wide line. Again, Chav Beis Amud Beis, Toshma. Mevois Hamufalashis Bebeireis Beshichin Ubema'areis. So the Lashon of Brayis is a little bit schwer. It says if you have a mavi which is mafulish in a bar shiach umaara, I mean, which seems to imply that the mavi is actually inside one of these types of pits. Boireis, shiachin, and ma'aras are different types of pits, just different shapes. So says the Brayis, mavois, hamfulashis, babiris, v'shiachin, and ma'aras, we say it's a rishis ha'yachat ha'shabbos, and it is a rishis ha'rabim l'tumo. So ultimately, what we're going to be focusing on is that first din, that you see that even though this is an area where people walk through, meaning it's a mavoi, it's some type of a thoroughfare, nevertheless, we see it's got a din of Rishus Hayachid L'Shabbos, which seems to imply that we do not say Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta. Now, before the Gemara gets to the Raya, the Gemara says, one second, Bibayris Salkadaitach, what the Mavoi is actually inside a bar? What does that mean? That doesn't seem to make sense. So, says the Gemara, let's just bring up the diagram. Yeah. Says the Gemara now, Ela Libayris. Rather means that the Mavoi is mafulish to a bar. So this is a public thoroughfare, it's a mavoi, people walk through, but towards the end, you know, they have to kind of go on the sides of the bar. So it's not such an easy place to walk, meaning yes, the rabbim walk there, but towards the end, then they have to go, and it's much more narrow. Elo libayreis, that's what it means, and we say it's a rishus ha'yachid l'shabbos, a rishus ha'rabbim l'tumo. So the question is, Mani, according to which Tana is it necessary to tell me that it has a din of a Rishus Hayachid Legabi Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Ilei Merabbanon. Can't be. Hashtu ma hasam dinicha tashmishti. Amri le'as rabim umavatli le'la Madach in a case where, like the case of the Pasuk Birois, where there's a nice wide area, the rabbim are able to walk straight through, and still the rabbanim say, no, loy osi rabbim umavat mechitza. We don't say that the hiluch of the rabbim, even if it's very easy for them to walk, we don't say it will be mevat al mechitza. So, says the Gemara Maos, and the nirat hashmishti amri loy osi rabbim umavat lahachat, loy nirat hashmishti lekol shekein. So here, when it's that much more difficult and awkward for the rabbim to walk over here, of course we're going to say that this area remains a rishus rabbim. If there wouldn't be this massive bar over here, and there would just be a small be'er or something, and the rabbim could walk unimpeded, we would say, le'asi rabbim ha'mavak le'machitzta kol shekein in this case. Elamai, says the Gemara, Elalav rebuti. Elamites writes, going like Rabbi Yehuda, in which case we see that even though Rabbi Yehuda said by Pasibi Rois, Osi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzda, however, if it's Loi Nichale, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, Loi Osi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzda, because that could be the only justification of this Shita. Says the Gemara, Loi. You don't have a right what Shita's Rebuta is. La'olam Rabbanan. It's going like the Rabbanan. And you're right, the Ikar is not to tell me Rosh Hashayachet L'Shabbos. Rosh Hashayachet L'Tuma. It's Trichale. With the main reason why we wanted to say this, Bryce, is to tell us the Din. L'Gabi Tuma. That it is a Rosh Hashayachet L'Gabi Tuma. As we mentioned, Suffolk Tuma. Rosh Hashayachet Sveikei Tahar. And there it has to do with the number of people who are present. Once you have more than two people, it's already considered to be a Rosh Hashanah Legabi Tuma. But in Echanami, really the Brice is going like the Rabbanan. Of course, it's a Davar Pashit, that this area is considered to be a Rosh Hashayachid, according to the Rabbanan. Loi Asi Rabim Mavat Lemechitzta. But in Echanami, that was not the Iker. Good. It says the Gemara Vaitzit, still trying to bring a Raya as to what is Shittas Rabbi Yehuda. Do we always say that Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitzta? Or perhaps there's some times where we don't. Tashma Shvilei Beis Gilgal V'chayetze Ben. So if you've got some type of a shvil, it's a shvil which people use, but as Rashi says, it's very high and it's very steep. So Shvilei Beis Gilgal, V'chayetze Ben, or things similar, we say, it is a Rosh Hashayachid L'Shabbos. Again, that's what we're going to be focusing on. So again, this is an area where it seems to be an area where there's some type of a mechitza around it. It's just a shvil with something on either side. But nevertheless, we're saying, and even though people walk through it, we're still saying, it remains a Rosh Hashayachid L'Gabi Shabbos, Rosh Hashayachid L'Tzumah. Meizeu Shvilei Beis Gilgal. What is considered to be a shvil of Beis Gilgal? Amrei de Beirbianai Kol She'ein Ha'eved Yachal Little Saw Shalchitin V'yaretz Lifnei Sardiot. It's got to be so steep that a servant is not able to take a saw's worth of wheat and run in front of his officer. That's what it means. So if it's something like that, then it's clearly considered to be a rishus hayachit. The Rishonim are a little bit bothered over here. Tesis and others say, I mean, clearly this shvil over here is speaking about where it's mislakit asara mitech arba'amis, meaning it goes up 10 tvachim within an area of 4 amis. In which case, why is it necessary for Abiyane to say this shear that an Eved's not able to carry a saw's worth of wheat and run, and that therefore it's considered to have a din like a Rosh Hashayachid? I mean, clearly it's very steep. We mentioned it's a shvil, maybe there's something on either side, but we don't really need to say that. The very fact that it's steep, that in and of itself turns it into a Rosh Hashayachid. So if that turns it into Rosh Hashayachid, is it so necessary to say this additional bit that, oh, it's so steep that a soldier is not able to run carrying a measurement of wheat? I mean, that's irrelevant. As long as it's a tel hamislakit,
Asara Tvachim Teich Arba Amis, surely that should be sufficient. So why is it necessary to say any more than that? And there's different answers which the Rishonim give. One answer which the Tis HaRash and others say is that the whole reason that we say Ein HaRabim Mevatlam Es HaMechitza is because it's a place which is uncomfortable for the Rabim to walk through. And Rabbi Yana is saying that we don't necessarily always say, we don't always say that every Talam is Lakit Asar Mitzach Arba Amis is a Makam which is Loi Noyach Lahalich. This is actually where we're giving the halachic yardstick. We're saying it's got to have two things. Number one, it has to have the physical dimensions. It's got to be 10 tefachim high within 4 amas. But it also has to have the type of gradient and the type of topography that makes it very difficult for a servant to carry. And that is when something would have the dimensions and would halachically be mugder as a makam of a yachid. So al kaponim, we're saying over here again, Shvile beis gilgal gidsman, Rosh Hashanah yachid b'shav, Rosh Hashanah v'tum, Avezei shvile beis gilgal, Amri di ber diane, Kol jena evad yachal ditel sar shachit, in the yard of Nes Tartya, says the Gaon Mani, who's this going like? In other words, according to whom is it necessary to say that even though Rabbim happened to traverse this particular shvil, nevertheless, it remains a Rosh Hashanah yachid. Who is it necessary to speak that out? The Sheikh. Ilei Marabbanon. Isn't it Pashut? Once again, we'll say, Hashta Uma Hasam, in a case of flat land, the Nichatash Mishte, the Rabbim, are able to walk straight through the Mechitzas, straight through the Diyumdin. Uma Hasam, the Nichatash Mishte, Amri Rabbanon, Le Asu Rabbim, Uma Vatli La Mechitzta, Hachat, Le Nichatash Mishte, Le Koljagain. A vow of the Rabbanon over here would say that it remains a Rishus Hayachit. Elalav Rebuti. Elamai, it must be that it's going according to Rebuta. And once again, we have proven that when does Rebuta say Asi Rabim Mavatli Mechitza, it's only if it's Nichatash Mishte, if it's easy to walk through. But once it's difficult, there's an impediment, it's very steep, it's very high, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, he will concede, that Loi Asi Rabim Umavatli Mechitza. That's what the Gemara says. And that, says the Gemara, is Mantra once again. Amalei Shvili Beis Gilgal Ka'amris. Are you asking from this one isolated case of Shvili Beis Gilgal? Yehoshua Oyhev Yisrael Hoya. Yeshua, when he was involved in being manchel Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, he did it in a good way. Amad v'tikin lahem derachim v'sratya, meaning he set up for them that there should be big public thoroughfares me'ir le'ir to facilitate the hilach harabim me'makim le'makim, and any area which kind of the topography of the land was as such that it was noyach lahalech bein makam lamakam. He said that remains a makam of the rabbim. So we say kolech adinichatash mishda masra l'rabbim. So places which the flat lands, the flat paths, those are areas which he gave to the rabbim. Whereas kolech adinichatash mishda, specific areas where it was very difficult to traverse, because it was very steep, those areas, Enochanami, Masra, Leyachid. Itaka handed them over to Yechidim. He handed them over to Yechidim. And therefore, these areas, Enochanami, these areas remain the Rishus Hayachid. These areas that we know are Shayach to Yechidim. And these areas, Enochanami, are different than other areas. If you look at Tesis explains a little bit more. Yeshua Oyev Yisrael Haya. Tesis says, Dafke Shvilei Beis Gilgal Dele Nichatash Mishti Klal. It's very, very difficult to traverse this path. Kid Mefashav Yanashe Eve Yohal Lartz Avel Mavo Yimafolish Lebeiris. The Chotzesh Rabbim Nechvatsim La Bezu V'yetzim Abezu, like we saw yesterday, which is a Rabbim Rebuda. Even though they belong to a person, doesn't make a difference. As long as the rabbim are able to go through it, albeit with a little bit of difficulty, Shita's Rabbi Yehuda is Asi Rabbim Mumavatli Mechitzta. Right, in other words, we're saying in Echanami, we're not changing anything. Rabbi Yehuda says any place where it's possible, somewhat possible for the rabbim to walk through, Asi Rabbim Mumavatli Mechitzta. Places where, like Fezah says, that it's Leniach HaTashmish Teklal, Seyden Hanami, those places Taka Rabbi Yehuda wasn't speaking about. But again, Al Kaponim Kumtois, we have this important Machlekes, Tanoim, Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda, about which we have a Machlekes, Rabbi Lazar, who says we pass him like the Chachamim, Lakula, of Loy Asi Rabbim Mavakli Mechitzta. If I've got my Diyumdin, even if 600,000 people walk straight through it, it blibes the Rosh HaSayachid. It's a Rosh HaSayachid. That is the Chachamim, and that is the Psaak of Rabbi Lazar. And that is the Psaak of the Rambam. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no. What do you mean? Well, what do you mean it's a Rosh HaSayachid? I mean, it's the ganze Welt walks through it. How is that a Rosh HaSayachid? It's a Rosh HaSarabim. It's a Makam which is Omid Lehilach HaRabim. Mali, that you're fooling yourself, that you've got Mechitzas. Those mechitzas are not chitzits, anyone or anything, and therefore osi rabim or mevatli mechitzta, and that is the psak of Rabbi Yochanan, and that is the psak of the Rosh. And again, this is yet another piece to throw into this big puzzle about the whole tumult of being the taltel in public places, whether you use just the tzuras haPesach or these types of things, or you know, or lachina kera and these types of things. Do we say Asi Rabim or Mavat Lemachitzta or not? That is an interesting deal. Good. Sagdi Mishnah Vayta Echad Bar HaRabim. We saw this. Echad Bar HaRabim Ube'er HaRabim Ube'er HaYachid Oysim Lahen Pasim Aval Labar HaYachid Oysim Lahen Mechitza Gevar Yud Tfachim Divri Rebbe Kiva. So let's just remind ourselves. We said at the beginning of the Perek that this kula of Diyumdin, of the four Diyumdin, this was a kula which was done specifically for, to facilitate the shtia of the behemoth Olei Regalim. Now we mentioned that we had a big machlekes tanayim as to how many milas do you need in the source of mayim, and whether or not it is a makam which is aimed for the yachid or for the rabbin. We had some shitas tanaim which said you need to have tarti lativusa. It's got to be a be'er, which has mayim chayim. It's some type of spring, a natural spring, which is connected to the tahoim, and therefore if the water is never going to stop. And if the water stops, what's the problem? We said if the water stops, the mechitzas stop. Mechitzas are bottle. The mechitzas are only mechitzas so long as this mayim. Mayim ain't can, mechitzas ain't can. No mayim, no mechitzas. So one opinion said, we only say this by a be'er. I don't care if it's a bar and it's got 10,000 gallons of mayim in it, it's finite, eventually it's going to be pasta. We don't say the heter by a bar. There was a shita of Rabbi Akiva who said as long as there's one myla, meaning it can be a be'er, which means it's never going to cease. Or it could be a bar shel rabim. What's the mile of a bar shel rabim? Because even if it stops, it's a rabim. And rabim mit kriya dodi. If there's a rabim, people will remind each other. People will say, look, there's no more mayim. It can't be metalful anymore. So you needed to have at least one mile. So that is what our Mishnah says in Rabbi Akiva. Even a bar shall rabim works, whereas Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is machmir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava omer ein oisin pasin el lebe'er harabim bovat. You need two milas. Eshin zav zayin a be'er, where the mayim is leposka. And number two, rabim. You also need to have a mila of rabim. Fine, it's got to be a be'er rabim bovat. U l'shar, but for everything else, oisin chagura. Gavoya Asara Tfachim. anything which is not a Be'er Shel Rabim, then says Rabbi Ibn Bava, you have to make a Chagura. Now what exactly is a Chagura? If you look at the last Rashi in the Amud, Rashi says Chagura, Hekif Shel Chavolim, a Hekif of Chavolim. Now we learned before, Hekif of Chavolim means you go up 2.99 and you make a string. And you go up another 2.99, another string. That is a Hekif of Chavolim. So, yeah. So it comes out according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Ibn Bava, for other things where there's no heter of Eisen Pasen, you need to have a Hekif Shel Chavolim. Pesis learns that Chagura means a proper Mechitza. Proper mechitza, which would mean shesi ve'erev. That's how Tesis understands what a chagura means. Fine, I'll go.
If you have a chagura, how can the cows come in and out?
Say again. Well, you can still have psachim. You can have a pesach to the area. The whole thing doesn't need to be totally enveloped. Okay, good. So I'll go upon him. We have Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who says that you need to have at least one mila, so obviously any be'er is going to work. Be'er, yachad rabim for sure. And a boy shall rabim, what's got the mila of rabim, works. And really, Ibn Bava is machmir, he says it's got to be a be'er shall rabim. It's got to have both. Good. Zag the Gemara on Rabbi Yezid, on Rabbi Yudah, on Mar Shmuel, halacha, Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. Says Rabbi Yudah ben Shmuel, we pass him the chumra like Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, which agav is quite interesting, because we know the Gemara says, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiroi. Usually the default setting is, we always pass ken like Rabbi Akiva. Maybe not neged rabim, maybe not neged raboisav. But here it says, Rabbi Mishmol, we pass ken like Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. The Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yudah Mishmol. So even before we say this, so to the extent that he said that we pass ken like Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, one would think that the only heter, the only time there's a heter of pasi birois, is by a be'er shel rabim. Comes along a second statement, only for be'er mayim chayim belvad. Frankly, Gemara, why do you need both? I mean, to the extent that you told me that we pass like Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, didn't Rabbi Yudah ben Bava say it's only by a be'er shel rabim, and doesn't a be'er mean be'er mayim chayim? So why was it necessary for Yudah Mishmul to say again, explicitly, Leber Maim Chaim? Avdeh meant for the Gemara Vitzricha. Deyash Minin Halacha Kerbida Ben Bava. Hava Amina Durabim Afilu Mechunasim. I would have said, you know what? Really, the main thing is Rabim. Ber Shal Rabim, Bar Shal Rabim. I would have thought that would have been the shita of Rabbi Ibn Bava. The Haidik Tani Be'er Rabim Lafuki Mid Rabbi Akiva. It's just coming Lafuki Rabbi Akiva, meaning it would come out according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says even a Be'er of a Yachid works. Remember, we said in Rabbi Akiva, all you need is one Mila. So I might have thought in Rabbi Ibn Bava, the Ikar is the Rabim. That's the Ikar Nakuda. Kamash Malan. So we won't allow a bar, even if it's a bar shel rabim, it's got to be a be'er mayim chayim. The yasmin and be'er mayim chayim, had he just said the second statement, that the heter pasuk b'reis is only for a be'er mayim chayim, having a leshon of the rabim, leshon of the yachid, even if there's only one mila, it's a be'er, even of the yachid, I might have said. Kamash malon, halacha k'Rabbi Yudah ben Bava, that it's got to be a be'er of Mayim Chayim, Shel Rabim, specifically. And as we said, it's interesting that we're passing like Rabbi Yudah ben Bava. Now, okay, we're going to have in this next Mishnah several Shitas Tanayim, perhaps, you know, five or six Shitas Tanayim. Now we know, let's just perhaps be Machdim, we know Midya Raisa. Going back to our, you know, Brais on Shabbos, Davov, Arba Mechitzis L'Shabbos. We know Arush HaSayachid is a Mokum, which is at least 10 tefachim high, or it's got mechitzas, which are 10 tefachim high. The area is at least 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. Midya Raisa, there is no maximum shear. If you would have a huge, huge arena, a massive area, even at a gag, and it is 10 miles by 10 miles, with good mechitzas around it. Avada midiraisetz of shesayachid. Not only to say that if someone is zerik from rabbim to it, are you chayid, but even the matter tilto. So shesayachid, what's wrong? Came along the chachamim and they said, look, in order to matter tilto, in other words, to be makel, not to be machm, avada lechumra, legabi zrike, avada yachayid, to be moitzi machnas yachayid, but to matter tilto inside, certain areas which have a particular size, we're going to already restrict tiltal, unless it's clear that it's done l'shem dira. And it's here that, like we've mentioned a few times, when we spoke about this concept of a base of sayin. We mentioned that by the Chatzar Mishkan, it was 100 by 50, 5,000 square amas. That is not a makom dira as such, the Chatzar Mishkan. Agav, just parenthetically, very interesting discussion. Aruch HaShulchan says, if the quintessential makam she'enei oimed ledira is the Chatzar HaMishkan, which is a makam avoda, l'chera would come out that a Beis HaKnesses is mugder as a makam which is not a makam ledira. And therefore, perhaps we would have a discussion if you have a Beis HaKnesses out in the fields, which is bigger than 100 by 50 amas, it's not called a makom dira. You would have potential problems and restrictions. I mean, it's the whole source of what is, meaning what's the pshat? Meaning, 100 by 50, I can't aser, say the Chachamim. Because the Chatzar Mishkan was 100 by 50, yeah, it's not a makom dira, and still the Kahanim were being metalto. So vice versa, even if it's not a makom dira, you have 100 by 50. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, so the Har is detman that a Beis HaKnesses is not. There's an interesting discussion. Al Kobanim, there's going to be times when there's going to be a restriction if it's more than Chatzar Mishkan. And here we're going to have several Shitas Panayim discussing when will we impose those limitations. And we're going to be looking at Chatzar Mishkan happened to be rectangular. Is that a Milo? Or is that a Chisaron? Is it more of a Makom Dira if it's a square? Is it better if it's like the Chatzar Mishkan, which is a rectangle? What if it's a little bit more? Or do we just totally do away with this din of Chatzar Mishkan? And we say we don't learn out from it. And it could be even more than a Chatzar Mishkan. Perhaps it could be even 15 times as great as we're going to see one Shita. And still we're going to matter, even if it's not Hukav Ladira. And then we're going to have another discussion. What actually makes it Hukav Ladira? What types of things do you need to have inside this enclosure with which I'll say, oh, that is called Hook of Ladira. So let's see. Sag the Mishnah. V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava. And bear in mind this Lashon of V'oid, meaning we had Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava in the previous Mishnah, about Lehut, that the Heter Pasuk erase is only Leber HaRabim Bovad. V'oid. And the Gemara is going to be Medayg this. V'oid Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava. Hagina. V'akartav. Shehein Shivim Amma V'Shiraim. Al Shivim Amma V'Shiraim. Hamu kafes geder gavaya sarat vachem etalfem v'secha ubavad shehei ba shemira oy beiz gira oy shetei smucha le'ir. So we have another chumra of Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava, Paladika chumra, especially the way Rashi learns, Meridika chumra. Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava, if you have a place which is not really a makom dira, like a garden, or a karfif, some type of an enclosure, which is a base of sayim, i.e. 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3, which is 5,000 square amas, right? So we'll only allow tiltal if there is some type of makom dira. That means even if it's base of sayim or less, we still require a makom dira. If you look at Rashi over here, Shemira, Sukkah Shomrim, the afal gav dehuk of ledira, Beis Asayim Udushari Tvei Loy. Peladik Azach. Tesvis, other Rishonim jump on Rashi. And they say, what do you mean? You're telling me that the maximum amount is a Beis Asayim, even though it's Hukav Ladira. I mean, if you just look at the first wide line of Tesvis Ubilvad, we didn't have time to see the whole thing properly, but Taisa says, "Masha Pirish Rashi, Afilu Behuk of Ladira Le Shari Rabbi Ben Bava Biyasim Beis Asayim Ein Nira." That can't be true. what? The maximum amount, even if it's Hukav Ladir at the base of Sayim, 100 by 50, that can't be Pshat. So Tesis has a different Mahalach to explain. Al-Kaponim, that is the way Rashi learns that the very, very big Chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Vava, even if it's a base, even if it's Hukav Ladira, base of Sayim is the maximum amount. That is Shita number one. Shita number two, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Ein Ba, Ella bar the shiach uma ara metaltlin b'secha. So what is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda says that as long as there's a pit inside, that is good enough. So the Rishonim explain that according to this shita, it's enough that you have some type of a hacker of sorts. Meaning, as long as you have something inside there, you know, you have some type of a heker that it's made for some type of a shimosh, you've got a pit inside, which maybe you wash your clothes, you have epis a heker, that is going to be sufficient. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Firein ba ela bar v'shichem ara, metaltlin b'secham. Third sheet, Rabbi Giva, ein ra'afilu, ein ba'achas mikol elu, metaltlin b'secham. No, you don't need to have anything if it's only up until a base of Sayim. Ubilvad shiyehei ba, or some change it to ubilvad shaloy tehei ela shivim ama vishirayim el shivim ama vishirayim. Meaning once, as long as it's not going to be more than a base of Sayim, then you don't need mukuf ladira, according to Rabbi Akiva. You don't need anything. You don't need any hacker. And you certainly don't need, we're not machma like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So that is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Even if it doesn't have anything like this, ubilvad, as we said, shaloi tehei, and we're going to come back to the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Ubilvad shaloi tehei, more than shivim ama and a bit, by shivim ama and a bit. Then we get to the fourth shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Im Hoysa Orko Yester Al Rachba Afilo Ama Achas, Ein Metalkan Besecha. Now the implication of Rabbi Eliezer Bifaneinu, and the Gemara is going to change this, but the implication of Rabbi Eliezer Bifaneinu is it's got to be a square. If the length is more than the width, even one Ama, it's going to be a problem. It has to be a square. But as we mentioned, the Gemara is going to ask a kasha from a brisa, and the Gemara is going to amend. Then we have a fifth shita, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi, Ma'afiru Arka, Pishnayim Barach, Ma'atafim Besaycha. Even if it's double the amount, it's okay. Now we'll see if it's more than double the amount, it's not going to be okay. But even if it's double the amount, it is okay according to Rabbi Yosi. Then we have a sixth shita. Alma Reb Eloi Shamati mi Rebbe. It should really say Eliezer. I heard from Rebbe Eliezer. I heard the following. Afafilo hi ke base kur. Even if it is a base kur. Now a base kur is 15 times the size of a base osayim. So, according to Rabbi Eloi, I mean, base kor, the Rambam says is 30 saw. So it's 15 times the amount. I heard from Rabbi Eliezer that even that is fine. Meaning, we are not learning out from the Chatzah Mishkan, and we're not going to cap it at a base of Sayim, even if it's a base kor. But in Hanami, if it's more than a base kor, it's going to be a problem. So those are the six shitas which we have over here in the Mishnah, as obviously the Gemara is going to go through it. I heard a couple of other things b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. One thing I heard is Anshe Chatzah Sheshachach Echad Mehen V'Lei Eruv. So, we haven't spoken about this so much. We haven't seen much about this yet. This, up until now, we've been discussing Mechitzes. Alechi, Akaira, Mechitzes Shesi, Mechitzes Erev, Pasi B'Rois, all these types of things, Paritz Murbala Oimed. Obviously, one of the main inyanim in the Masechta is Eruv Hatzeros. And Eruv Hatzeros states that if you have several dayarim in a chatzah mishutefes, let's say Reuven, Shimon, and Levi live in a communal chatzah, so they need to merge their diras together, so that we look at it in din as if they're all living together in one house. So they all have to contribute a certain amount of past, let's say, to the Eruv, and now they're all living in one place. It's one big happy family. Let's say Reuven forgot to be Mishkatev in the Eruv. So the fact that he wasn't Mishkatev in the Eruv, he asters Shimon and Levi. So what could he do? He thinks, I'm silly. I should have done it. I forgot. He doesn't want to aster Shimon and Levi because of his shikha. So what does he do? If you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi says over here, Dibor Amaschal, Anshi Chotze Sheshachach V'chulu, Zat Rashi, Ula Machar Bittel Rishusoy Lechaveroi. So the following day, Shabbos morning, he goes over to Shimon and Levi, he says, Rabbi, I'm sorry, I forgot to make Eruv and Chatzeris with you. I am Mevatel my portion in this Chatzer. So it's as if I don't live here. It's as if I don't live here now. And therefore, my private dira no longer acts as you. Now, usually the chat is at Kama that I've got a private dira that's going to ask for you, unless we kind of merge together. He's mevatel his rishus. So zog the Mishnah that shemati anshe chotzer sheshachach echad mehen v'li eruv, one of the bnei chotzer was married. The next day he was mevatel his rishus. So what's the din? So from his bias, he is going to be totally restricted from being Moitzi and Machnes. He can't do anything. Avolahem Mutter. But they are able to be maybe their Kalim from their bias into his house through the Chatz. I mean, he doesn't have a head to tiltle anymore. They do, and we'll see more about this. Another thing I heard from Rabbi Eliezer is, there is a type of a scorpion shaped maror which you can use to be yotze the maror with on Pesach. The chazarti al kol talmidov ubikash lechaver v'lei matzasiv, meaning I went around to try and see if anyone else agrees to Rebbe Eliezer, the Rashi says, in these three areas, and no one agrees with my Rebbe Eliezer. Good. Says the Gemara, my Tana, the Ketani Va'oid. What did he learn? My Tana, the Ketani Va'oid. Meaning, what is it that Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava said that we are now saying in the Mishnah, Va'oidam Rebbe Yehuda ben Bava? If you look at Rashi says, My Tana, what does this mean? My Tana Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Begina the Tarsif Dila'el. What did he say before that? What din did he tell us before by Gina and Tarsif that now we are saying Va'oid? So Ilema Mishum de Tana Le Chada L'Chumra. He said a Chumra, which was, as the Rashi says, down Ad Beis Sosayim in Tfeiloi. That is the wrong Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, Ilema Mishum da Amra Chada L'Chumra, Gabi Pasin, the previous Mishnah, da Amra Deinus and Oysan Ela Lebe'er Harabim. So the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, had one Chumra against Rabbi Kiva. You can only do Diyumdin and Pasin if it's a Be'er Shal Rabim. So it says the Gemara, Ilema Mishum da Tanale Chada L'Chumra V'Ktaniach Rita. And now he's saying another chumrah over here by us, that even though it's hukuf ladira, we're only going to allow up until a beis hasayim, and that's the reason why he says va'oid. I said one chumrah, va'oid and nacha chumrah. Maybe that's the reason why. So again, my tana to kani va'oid, ilay me mishum to tana le chada le chumrah. Kani achrita mishum hachi kani va'oid. One second, Vahar Rabbi Yehuda. And when we say Rabbi Yehuda, this is not Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, this is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. And maybe that's the reason why Rashi actually speaks out, Vahar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. Sam Rabbi Yehuda in Shas is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi. So Vahar Rabbi Yehuda de Tana le'el chada l'chumra, v'ktani achrita, v'loi ktani va'oid. Look at Rashi over here. Rashi explains, "V'arabuda b'rilai etetan la'achad l'chomra." The Amr ad base sasayim in tveiloy. Rabbi said at the beginning of the parak that the heter of base of be of pasibu rois is only up until a base sasayim, no more. The hada tanach rita, which we saw in the previous daf, yisal kenel etzadin. The chumra rebuke of asi rabin umavatli mechitzda. So why didn't it say va'oidam Rabbi Yehuda? If you're telling me that the lashon of va'oid is one chumra, another chumra, maybe one kula, another kula, it's like some other consistent chumra or kula. So then why didn't we say va'oid in Rabbi Yehuda also? Yeah, the Rabbi Yehuda there tana lei chad el chumra v'tani achrita v'leik tani va'oid says one no, and that's not so shver. Because Hossam Afsakua Rabbonin. I'll tell you the reason why it doesn't say Va'oid over there is because Afsakua Rabbonin. The Rabbonin came along and they were mafsik the words of Rabbi Yehuda, and they said, no, it's unnecessary. Rashi says Afsakua Rabbonin directly across, the Katani Omru Loi, you're wrong. Leon Rabbe Sasayim, Ela Legina, the Tarfaith, and so on. So maybe that's the reason why over there it doesn't say the oid, because the Rabbanan would disagreed. Yeah? So, Hazam Afsakur Rabbanan. Hacha loy Afsakur Rabbanan. Whereas over here, the Rabbanan were not mafsik. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Hence, the reason why it says the oid. Frag the Gemara, is that true? Of Chalheichat Afsakur Rabbanan. What? And if there's a hefsek of another Shittas Tanayim, like Tani the oid, are you saying it's passage to say va'oid v'ha Rebbe Eliezer the sukkah? What about the shita of Rebbe Eliezer by sukkah that he says you need to have 14 su'udais in the sukkah? You must have 14 meals in the sukkah. The afsiku rabbanan, the rabbanan are mafsik and they say you don't have to. The k'tani, and then the next mishnah says va'oid. I mean, what's the next va'oid of Rebbe Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer says, someone who didn't eat on the first night of Sukkot, he needs to be mashlim. So, even though the Rabbanu were mafsik, still Rabbi Eliezer said, va'oid. So you see, even when you're mafsik, you can say va'oid. And now we say, no, hasam bimil sehu dafsakua. Over there, the reason why you can still say va'oid is because they're still discussing the same inyan. It's the same inyan. Whereas Hacha b'milsa achrita afsakua. If you look at the last Rashi, Rashi says Hosan gabi suka b'milsa afsakua, meaning loya hadrele rabban ella besudais. You're telling me you need to have 14 sudais. We're saying you don't need to have 14 sudais. So the hefsik of the rabbanin is related, is relevant. It's me'inyan le'inyan. Avo Rebbe Yehuda de Masnisen, who said that we are going to cap Pasibi Rois at a base saw, base asayim, Avo Rebuta de Masnisen loy airi alaba Pasibi Rois, base asayim. And what did the Rabbanan say? Vajra Rabbanan, Begina, Vakarfe, Vadir, Vasar. They say, no, that concept works not to Pasibi Rois. That is in a different sugya. That is in the sugya of Gina, Karpe, Deer, and Sahar. So that is considered to be being mafsik with something else. With something else. Hence, over there, you cannot say va'oid. So a little shaklavataria in the Hilchus, when you say va'oid in Mishnais. Good. So we said in the Mishnah that Rikiva said, Afiru ein ba echad mikol elu, metatlim b'secha. As long as it's 70 by 70. 70 in a bit by 70 in a bit. Frag the Gemara. So in essence, what are you saying, Rabbi Kiva? You're saying that as long it can be up to a base asayim, and you don't need to have any hack of ladira as long as it's a base asayim. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanakama. He is like the Tanakama. And when we say Tanakama over here, we mean the beginning of our perek on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We go back to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, two lines down. Amru loy layamru beis asayim al lagina lakarpeif. Meaning, when are we capped at a beis asayim, a place which is not hukaf ladira, a gina, a karpeif? That's when you're restricted to a beis asayim. Meaning, up until a beis asayim, you don't need a makam dira, and you can have up until a beis asayim, you're good to go. So, isn't that what Rabbi Akiva is saying in our Mishnah? Rabbi Akiva says, afirein ba'achas mikalelu, metazim b'secha. You can be metallical up until a base of Sayim, even if it's not a hook of Ladira. Well, that's pretty much what the Tanakhama on Daf Yud Ches said. In which case, it's not Mashmah that Rabbi Akiva is saying anything new over here. That says the Gemara, Ike Binayu, Dovermut. The Nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and the other is a dover mut, is a small amount. So let's just see this first. The Tanya review, Daimer dover mut, yesh al shivim ama vishirayim. Leinosn chachamim boishir. Meaning if you do 70 amas in a bit by 70 amas in a bit, it's not quite 5,000 square amas. It's a little bit less. It's a little bit less. But Chazal didn't mention it. They weren't chayshish to be mefaret. The kama shiur, so sayim, tchatzra mishkan. So let's see Rashi over here. Rashi says, ikib benay darvamut. Rashi says, shebeis sayim yeser al shivim ama vishurayim revuim kedisnam kamon. So a beis sayim is in fact a wee bit more than 70 amas in a bit, by 70 amas in a bit. So he says, Latana kama shari bebeis asayim shleimim. So the Tana on Dav Yud Ches said, beis asayim shleimim. The Rabbi Akiva said, u bilvad. Bilvad is mashma, a little bit of the mute. That's the subtlety in the word of Rabbi Akiva. He said, afirei me'achas b'kalelu. You don't need hukah v'ladira. Metalfalin ubelvajie bar shivamama or shlote bar we saw. It should not be more than 70 2/3 by 70 2/3, says Rashi. When Rabbi Akiva, shivim vishirayim al shivim vishirayim besuloi. Kidaka amrina the edya of the comments assigned to Chotza Mishkan. So that is, you're right, a very, very similar amount. But Rabbi Akiva says 70 2/3, that's it. No more than that. Good. Now the Gemara will need our little diagram for this. Now the Gemara would like to know. So we mentioned, 1 second, let's just do this. We mentioned that we're learning out from the Chatzar Mishkan, which was 100 amas by 50 amas. And we said that we're allowing 70 2/3 times 70 2/3, which we said is 5,000 square amas, which we said is the same thing. So the Gemara says, Minani mili, Rashi says, the marbin lay lechatza mishkan l'sharbe is a Shabbos, that you can also go ahead and square it off. You can square it off, and you can get to this shear of 70 2/3 by 70 2/3. So Alam Rabbi Yudah de Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Erech Echatzer Meya Ba'ama, the length was 100, V'reichiv Hamishim Ba'Hamishim. Now what do you mean Hamishim Ba'Hamishim? It should have just said, V'reichiv Hamishim, it's 100 long and it's 50 wide. Why are you telling me, and the width is 50 by 50? What does that mean? It wasn't actually 50 by 50. Says Rashi, "May b'chamishim, ha'reichem chamishimu v'arkei mea," and so on. So we see from the fact that it says this extra word b'chamishim, somehow it's alluding to something. Says the Gemara, "Amr Torah tol chamishim, take 50 v'sabev chamishim, and surround the other 50 with it." So there is a lengthy cheshbon in Rashi. If you look at the diagram, this is pretty much what Rashi says. Meaning this is 100 by 50. This the rectangle. This is 100 by 50. So step number one is, let's divide it into two squares. And let's take this 50 by 50 square, and we will put it over here, in the middle. And this is 50 by 50. That's step number one. So now, I'm left with this other square of 50. This other square of 50, I'm going to use that, and I'm going to surround my 50 by 50 square with it. So how am I going to do that? First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to take 5 strips of 50, of 10. So this is 10 by 50, 10 by 50, 10 by 50, 10 by 50, 10 by 50. So I'm going to take 4 strips of 10, and I'm going to put them next to my square. One over here, one over here, one over here, one over here. So I dealt with 90, so to speak. I've got 5 squares left. And I'm going to put 4 of the 5 squares, and I'm going to fill in the 4 corners. So, if you make the cheshbon, I've got now 70 by 70, but I still have one more square. That one more square, I'm going to surround the entire thing, the entire area. And that's going to be, I'm going to add 1/3 on each side, 1/3 on each side, 1/3 over here, 1/3 over there. Therefore, it's going to be 70 by 2/3 in total by 70 by 2/3. So that's what the Bachamishim, take one lot of 50 by 50 and surround and envelop the 50 by 50, and that will give you 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3. Says the Gemara, Pashti Dekra B'Maiksiv, meaning that second Bachamishim, what is the Pashtas? What is that actually referring to? Let's bring up another diagram. What is that referring to? The simple Pashtas. Says the Gemara, Rabbayo, Hameid Mishkan al Svas Hamishim, Kedejie Hamishim Amalofono, the Esrim Amaloch Ruach Beruach. Meaning, here is the Chatzah Mishkan over here. So we're saying, set up the Mishkan 50 Amas in. So if I start and I walk from the Chatzah Mishkan 50 Amas in, that's going to be where I'm going to set up the Mishkan. The Mishkan itself was 30 Amas long. So you've got 20 Amas to the west, and then you've got 20 Amas to the north and the south. And as we said, from the east to the opening, you've got 50 Amas. So that's what it means to say when it says that Erech Achatzim Mea Ba'ama V'Rechiv Hamishim Ba'Hamishim. It's 50 by 50, meaning position it 50 Amas in. That's what it means. Position it 50 Amas in. And by positioning it 50 Amas in, then it will come out. You'll have exactly 20 on the western side, which is great because that's also going to be 20 on the north and the south. That is what the Pashtus of the Pasuk is speaking about. Good. Says the Gemara, Vayter Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Im Hoysa Arka. So what did he say? In the Mishnah, he said, if the length is more than the width, it is a problem. Meaning, according to Rebbe, it's got to be a square. Frag the Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? Vatani, we learned in a Braisa, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Im Hoysa Arka, Yeser Al Pishnayim Barachba. Meaning, Reb Lezer says in the Braisa, if the length was more than twice the width, even one amma more, then ein metaltlin b'seicha. So you're telling me that Reb Lezer in the Mishnah says it's got to be a square. In the Braisa, he says if it's more, if the length is more than twice the width, it is a problem. So Amar Bibi Barabaya. Kitnan, Nami Masnisen, yes, Abishnai Barach Batsman. Sayyidina Ganami will have to say that when the Mishnah said what it said, it's referring to more than. We'll have to change the lashon of the Mishnah, that if it's more than, if it's yes, Abishnaim, excuse me, if it is yes, Abishnaim, then it's going to be a problem. Was there a Rashi over here? Okay, good, fine. Excellent. Al-Kopanim, break the Gemara Kasha. So once you can tell me, once you're going to change Reb Eliezer of the Mishnah to say that if the length is more than twice the width, but then I've got a different problem on my hands. Iyaki, Hainu Reb Yasi. I mean, that is Shitas Reb Yasi. Meaning, what did Reb Yasi say in the Mishnah? He said precisely that. Reb Yasi said, Afilu Arka Pi Shnayim Barachva Metalatim Besecha. Even if it's the length is double the width, it's okay. But if it's more than double the width, it's not okay. So that's the saying now as the Shita of Reb Eliezer. Says the Gemara Ikebinayu, Ribua de Ribua Rabbanon. The Nafkamina is Ribua de Ribua. Let's see Rashi over here. What does this mean? Rashi says, Ikebinayu Ribua de Ribua Rabbanon. Stava Arka Yoyse Mishnai Barachva Ein Metalpin. Umiu ikra arka pishnai barachba. Ideally, if you'd come to Reb Eliezer and you'd say, what type of a structure is the best structure to build? A rectangle, he would say, is the best thing to build. Kidachiv, like it says, but let's say ribua. He doesn't hold that the best structure and shape to build is a square. If you go to the next line of Rashi, in the middle of the line, Reb Yosi Sava Mirubas Iker. Ideally, we would say make it a square. A square looks more deer-like than does something else, than does a rectangle. So ideally, we would tell the person to make it in a square. So you're right. Both of them say that if the length is more than twice the width, it's a problem. The nafkamina between them is which of the two is the better shape. According to Reb Eliezer, a rectangle is a better shape. According to Biasi, a square is a better shape. Let's just see another minute, and then we will stop. So Reb Biasi said, as we said, even if the length is more than the width, if the length is more than the width, it's a problem. It could be twice the amount, but not more. Itmar Amr Reb Biasi, Amr Reb Yuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Reb Biasi. V'Rebibi Amr Reb Yuda, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Reb Kiva. So we have seemingly a machlokes between Reb Yosef and Reb Bibi, b'shem Reb Yudah Meshmol. Did Reb Yudah Meshmol say we paskin like Reb Yosef, or did Reb Yudah Meshmol say we paskin like Reb Akiva? It says the Gemara, there's no real machlokes v'tarvayu l'kula. Both of them are l'kula. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, three lines down in the wide lines, halach Reb Yosef d'loy b'y merubas. It does not need to be a square. Both of them are going lekula. And I needed Rabbi Yudah Meshmul to say both. The Ashmin and Lach Rabbi Yosi worried to say that we pass him like Rabbi Yosi. Havamina adeika shemira. I might have thought that you at least need some type of a base dira, right? Havmina adiika shemira, a base dira, kamashmal, and lach Reb Akiva, that so long as it's a base asayim or less, there's no requirement of a base dira. The ashmina and lach Reb Akiva, havmina the arach v'katan loy, I might have thought that if it's a rectangle, it's no good. Kamashmal, halacha Reb Yosi. That's why he came to say that we bask in like Reb Yosi. Okay, I guess we will have to stop here. Okay, good. Pick it up tomorrow, 9:30, Mitzvah Shem. Concert.